starting in the summer months over Zoom, we started a once-a-week chabura in this sefer. For anyone who hasn't seen it, Rav Asher Weiss on Emunah and Bitachon. He's obviously more well-known for Halacha and Lomdus and a great posek, but he also has this beautiful sefer on Emunah and Bitachon. And each chapter kind of stands alone, and we've probably done about 70% of the sefer so far. So happy to pick up with this. And today we're going to do a short piece, which in the book is chapter Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph. And this is in the section, Ariel remembers from last year, that the Sefer is actually divided up in different sections. There's the Amarim, things that Rav Asher Weiss wrote as articles. Then there are Sichot, which are, you know, short speeches that he gave, which are then written up. And then the last part of the Sefer is actually letters that he wrote to people who were suffering from crises of faith, bad health, things like that. So this actually comes from the section of Sichot. It was originally a Sicha. And this is Perek Yud Aleph in the Sefer. And it's entitled, as you see, on the PDF that I sent out, Rofei Chol Basar Mafli La'asot, and he's going to speak about really the connection between physical health and spiritual health, which is an important religious principle, emunah principle, all the time, and obviously in light of everything that we're going through, perhaps has additional meaning and resonance. So he starts off the piece as follows. Hein mea brachos mevarchim anu b'chol yom. We know there's an idea, the Gemara says, that everyone should say 100 blessings, 100 brachos a day. A huge percentage, you know, if halavai we get to that number, a huge percentage of those brachos come from where? B'chol boker u'boker, every morning in davening, berchas haTorah, berchas haShachar, berchas haTefillah. And despite that, despite there being so many brachos, all of which are mentioned, of course, in Shulchan Aruch, ach b'kulan lo hiricha Shulchan Aruch bebi'uran ela bebirchas asher yatzar. The only one of all of these that the Shulchan Aruch and in the Beis Yosef, that they have a great elaboration about and multiple explanations, is Asher Yatzar. Specifically the one that we make after going to the bathroom, after relieving ourselves. B'Shulchan Aruch, and Orach Chaim, and Siman Vav, Kaza B'Shulchan Aruch, Chamisha Perushim Shonim. Five different explanations on this bracha, and the Ramah, Hosif Perush Nosaf. So altogether, between the Machaber and the Ramah, you have six different interpretations. Says Rav Asher Weiss, there's no other bracha in which there's such an elaboration and such an extended discussion to understanding the meaning of this bracha. The Yesh Lilmod Miza, says Rav Asher Weiss, we have to make the obvious deduction. Al Hashivusa Shel Bracha Zu V'Kami Yesh L'Hakmid B'Kavanasah Ha'Ru'uya. Obviously, if there's this much attention given to it in the poskim, aside from the specifics of each explanation, but obviously that's a flashing red light. Stop, this is important. We need to understand what's going on. V'nira b'omek ha'dvarim. D'achein bracha zu min ha'brachos ha'chashuvos b'yoser, v'yesh ba tova k'ful u'muchupeles. So in fact, he says, if we think about it, we will see that this is in fact one of the most important brachas with multiple themes, with multiple dimensions. Hine, kosav ha'ramban, v'perusha ala Torah so pashas bo. By very famous Rambans, and you know, in general, in Sefer Shmos, specifically in Parshas Bo, very Yesodistic Rambans, really Machshava, Hashkafa, significant Rambans. And one of those, says Rav Asher Weiss, is where the Ramban makes the following point, very, very important. Kavanas kol ha-mitzvos, shena'amin be'elokeinu, v'noda elav shehu boreinu. Right, the purpose of all mitzvos, right, each mitzvah does it in its own way. But the meta purpose of all mitzvos is that we should know who Hashem is, know our God, but also v'know the elav, which, as I see, I think as you'll see in continuation, he kind of understands and is translating as a combination of both acknowledge and praise. You know, it's not just acknowledging for acknowledgement's sake, right? It's to believe it, but not only that, to be know that, to acknowledge, to praise God for that fact. V'hu kavanus ha'yetzira. After all, that's the whole purpose of creation. She'ein lanu tam acher b'yetzira rishona. There is no other reason fundamentally for us to be around, for us to have been created. The Ein El Elyon Chafetz B'Tachnunim, the El Elyon, Hashem up above, has no interest, there's no benefit to him in those of us down below, you and me, existing. Milvad Shiyed HaAdam, that we should know him. V'yoda Le'elukav Sheboro, and we should acknowledge, praise him for creating us. Now, what you may have noticed, the whole thing was four lines, but even in those four lines, twice, the Ramban repeats a double language. What was the purpose of creation? Both in the beginning of the paragraph and at the end, the Ramban says the same thing, and when he repeats himself, for emphasis, each time he mentions not one, but two things, and this is what Rav Asher Weiss picks up on right away in the next paragraph. Harishatachlis ha'yitzira k'fulu mechupelis. is actually a duality or a double benefit or purpose of creation. Again, he quotes from the opening sentence. Shiyeda ha'adam, number one, is that we should just know it in our own hearts, but also not just to know it, sheyode, which again I'm translating as both acknowledging slash praising God that he created us. Hayidia v'ha'odaya. Shnei ha'yisodos v'chobos adam olamo. The two foundational obligations that we have, knowing and acknowledging that Hashem is our creator. Lelo yidia ein hodaya, right? If you don't know the truth, you can't acknowledge or be appreciative of the truth. But the flip side, says Rav Asher Weiss, you see from the Ramban, is also very important. And that is, ach lelo hodaya ein toelis biyidia. Even if you know it, but you never acknowledge it, then what's the point in knowing it? And by the way, again, the time is short, because I don't want to run into Rav Gigi, but I think if you think about in any of your human relationships, you know this is absolutely true, right? Just take the classic, stereotypical, you know, husband who never says, I love you. And the wife complains, says, no, but you know that I love you. But I'd like to hear it every now and then. Right? What's the point of knowing it if you never acknowledge it, if you never express it? On the other hand, you can't express it if you don't first know it. So says Rav Asher Weiss, you see from the Ramban, two connected but independently foundational principles from the Ramban, knowing and acknowledging that God is our creator. Okay, last sentences here on the first page. V'hein yadanu mashakazva Rambam. We all know the famous Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah. Da'idei hizbonus bepile habriya b'ma'asav u'bru'av ha'gedolim ha'nifleim yagiha adam la'ahava u'li'ira. The famous Rambam that, you know, the only way, or one of the main ways, I should say, to appreciate Hashem, to know Hashem, and to love Hashem is to think about the natural world and the wonders of science. Turning over to the next page, this is a quote from the Rambam, because certain, you know, quotes just don't do justice if you paraphrase them. So he gives you the whole Rambam, and we'll read it together. Hey chi haderech la'ahavasov yirasov. How does a person come to this level of avas Hashem, yiras Hashem? It's so abstract, it's so beyond us, I mean, we can barely understand what that means. B'shoshi yisbonein ha'adam. The Rambam, by the way, has other answers to this question. They don't always teach you that part in high school. This Rambam, everyone, you know, they tell you in your Torah Mata class. And it's true, I'm not making fun of it, it's true. But you should just know the Rambam speaks about it. Torah being a way to love Hashem. There are other ways to love Hashem also, but this is an important one. How do you do that, says the Rambam? You have to think about b'ma'asav u'bru'av ha'niflaim ha'gedolim. Think about all the things that God has amazingly created. V'yirameh ha'chachmasu, and you see the incredible wisdom. She'ein la'erech v'lokeitz. You can't compare it to anything. It's just, you can't even quantify it. It's beyond words. It's beyond statistics. You know, to put it in numbers, it almost, you know, you lose sight of how incredibly brilliant and complex things are. Miyad hu ohev u'mishabech u'mufa'er mitaveh tava gedola leida Hashem ha'gadol. And you get filled instinctively, when you think about this, with unbelievable love, with desire to come close to Hashem and to know more, right? I think, by the way, I don't know if Rav Asher Weiss is going to pick up on this, but this struck me when I was just reviewing this Rambam now, that it's a very, I think, again, it's true in the human, it's always dangerous to be comparing Hashem to human, but we have no other frame of reference. So with Zihirut, we still have to do it, right? If you think about it, I think the Rambam is stressing, right? When you are wowed by someone, so it gives you this incredible sense of awe, appreciation. Rosh Hashem, one day you'll fall in love with someone and you'll be wowed by them, maybe in an initial meeting or date or something like that. But once you have that first step of, wow, that person's amazing, that thing is amazing, what's the natural next step? I got to go on another date. I need more time with this person. I need to get to know them better. It's not enough. You know, if you really were wowed, you're not interested in just the one-time thing. You want to get to know this person better. Says the Rambam, Lahavdil, that's what's supposed to happen with Avas Hashem. Whether, you know, to take the stereotypical, you go to the Grand Canyon or, you know, Niagara Falls, you see something amazing. If you think about it properly, not only will you be wowed by Hashem, but the more you are in awe of Hashem, the more you want to know more. Exactly what he says. And he says, that's what David HaMelech says, Soma nafshi le'lokim le'kelchai, right? Why is my soul thirsting? I want more and more and more. I'm thirsty, I want more. Because the more I have, the more it's good. The more it's good, the more I want more. So that's exactly what we're supposed to go through. U'kish mechashev b'dvarim ha'elu atzman, Miyad hu nitra la'achorav yifached v'yodeh shu birya ketana shfela afela omedes b'das kalem u'etes lefnei t'mim deos. There is a flip side. Here's where the mashal breaks down. I mean, I guess theoretically this could happen in a human relationship too, but not hopefully in your Basher relationship one day. Which is, says the Rambam, if once you have this incredible wow and you want more, at the same time, that awe is, you know, getting you to want to get closer, but it's also sending you the message, whoa, stand back. This is the Malach Malachi Amlachim, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the person who created galaxies, and who am I? I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody. Now, I guess in theory, you know, you can meet that person, you go, whoa, that woman, she's out of my league. It could happen. Don't give up. Go for it. You never know, right? Shoot your shot. What's the worst that could happen? You miss, right? So says the Rambam, there's a certain duality, right? Or if I want to use the fancier D word, a dialectic, right? Two opposites, right? On the one hand, that wow makes me want to get closer, no more. But the closer I get, the more I'm impelled to move back, because I'm scared, right? That's really complex, but that's what's going on. As David Malach also said, right? That's the ultimate statement of humility. Who are we? We're human beings. What do you have to? We're not even worth your time. We're not even dirt on the bottom of your shoe. We're nothing. So the closeness to the awesomeness of Hashem, the awareness of the awesomeness of Hashem, the brilliance, overwhelming complexity of the Bria, will have both of these reactions. Okay, that's the famous Rambam. Says Rav Asher Weiss. Next paragraph. Ach be'emes ein ha'adam tzarach laharchik nadud la'aretz v'chokho lefrosh liyam agoro lisponin v'shemesh v'berechok ha'chavim. Says Rav Asher Weiss, this is so important. I mentioned, again, to use the stereotype or cliche, go to Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, those are great, get your parents to take you, it's amazing. I've never been to Grand Canyon, so if your parents could take me, it would also be good. But I've been to Niagara Falls a few times. And it's obviously amazing. But says Rav Asher Weiss, here's the key point. You don't have to go to the Grand Canyon to have this experience. You don't have to go to Niagara Falls. You don't have to go somewhere far and see something world famous. Rather, he says, Lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'ever liyam. Of course, this is him being poetic, quoting the Psukim. It's not so far away. Ki karve lecha davar me'od. It could be right there. You know how close it could be to have the same awe and wow of Hashem? So now he quotes another pasuk from Iyov. Mibsari echazeh elokai. Mibsari. If you just are aware of your own body, and your own body is as amazing as anything in the Grand Canyon. If you just study and learn a little bit about the human eye, the brain, the heart, I mean, the circulatory system, it's overwhelming how incredible it is. You know, a million things happening at once that have to work perfectly. If one little thing is off, the whole machine, the whole Rube Goldberg machine will fall apart. And yet it all works 99.99% of the time. It all works seamlessly. Av val av she hamada gila gedulas menotzaras v'chachma shal kol ever ve'ever. And it's true, he says, science, medicine, especially in our generation, of course, more than any other in human history, keeps on advancing human knowledge. We have revealed, we have uncovered so much wisdom about every part of the body. Adayin ein biyadeinu havana brura u'mushlemes. The bottom line is, if you ask any doctor, or even a group of the best doctors in the world, can you say that with all of our knowledge, we understand 100% how the body works? Inside and out? The answer is no. If you gather all the world's top scientists and doctors, and bekochem litzor guf ulinefoch ba'apav neshmas chayim ol yetzer mechonam or kevetz mufla kegufa adam al markosav hamvos. Could human beings make another human being? I guess the question is, what is cloning? But even that, this, at least so far, they have not made anything like a human being, and they still haven't made anything with a soul, with a person. I don't even mean a spiritual soul. I mean just even a personality. Again, maybe one day they will. Then I'll ask Rosh what he thinks about that. But at least at the moment, you can't do that. What's the most complex thing that any scientist, any engineer, any architect's ever built? Is it as complex as the human body? Or is it still not, despite all those advances? So what do we see from this? That there's obviously something, again, we don't have to run far away. Again, that's not a knock on science. He doesn't mean that at all. He's just pointing out, we don't appreciate, because it's our body, right? We've had it as long as we've been around. We take it for granted. Wake up, put our feet down. That's the whole purpose of Brachos Shachar, right? So we should appreciate each one of these things. Right? We should appreciate. Now, the last part of this is what do we, so he set the stage for, right, we're up to the cleanup battle. Let's see if we can drive him home. Which is, lots of Yankee references, just for the record. in case you haven't checked. All of this explains the godless of Hashem, creation in general, and specifically the human body. You don't have to go off to the, you know, Niagara Falls is great. You know, all these things are amazing. But just look at the body, study a little science, a little biology, a little physiology. Wow, anatomy, it's amazing. But now comes the question I just mentioned before. Every one of the Birkos HaShachar are highlighting that, which is for sure true. So how come, let's go back to the opening of the chapter. How come the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, put so much attention on which bracha specifically? Right, the GI tract. Right? Asher Yatzar. Why don't they have all this on, you know, Nosen Laev Koach and Mavir Shinam Enos Mavaf Apai? The human eye is amazing. The brain, circulatory system, right? Mechem Mitzadei Gover, I can get up, I can walk. Asli Kol Tarki, you get up, maybe have shoes, but that's also important. Anyway, so now we're up to the last part. Uba'od Shekol Sharchel Kehabriya Rowi Meschach Maso Shel Bore Yolam She'en La Erech Ve'en La Keit Babriya Sa'adam. It's true that from every part of the human body, you want to go into, you know, be a dermatologist, you want to be a cardiologist, you want to be a neurologist, an orthopedist, you want to be a scientist, a researcher, blood. Every one of these things are amazing. Yes, yes, the Barshah Wazen. Every one of these could lead to Abbas Hashem. They're all as amazing as the Grand Canyon. But, Ro'im Pela Nosaf, if we think about specifically the ability to release waste, the Asher Yatzar Bracha, that reveals one extra dimension. Avhu HaChibur Ben HaGuf V'HaNeshama Sheshnei Olamos Hema HaGashmi V'HaRuchani V'Kach Pirish HaRama Esim HaBracha Rofei Chol Basar U'Mafli L'Asos. I think about it. Every time we say Asher Yatzar, we end the bracha by not just thanking Hashem for making us healthy, Rofei Chol Basar, but it's specifically when we talk about this human process that we talk about umafli, that there's a wonder about what Hashem has done. Why do we add the word umafli into the bracha of Asher Yatzar, which we don't have by any other part of the human biological system? So he quotes the beautiful words of the Ramah himself. V'od yesh lafarish, shehamafli la'asos, is the way the Ramah says it here, it's more about the human in general, as opposed to just the ability to go to the bathroom. He says, "B'mash shomer ruach adam b'kirbo." Right? We talk about nekavim, nekavim, chalim, chalim. Right? There are orifices in the human body. Right? Things can come in, things can come out. Right? In any other container, if I had a cup, I had a water bottle or something with holes where I could just pour things out. Right? Then it wouldn't just be the water coming out. Right? Whatever else is also going to come out. Right? So if the waste can come out of the body, how come the neshama can be stored and doesn't come out? How come it's not leaking? The neshama doesn't leak. Every time we open our mouth or other orifices in our body and things come out, how come nothing else is leaking out that's not supposed to? Says the Rama. Again, this is not Rav Asher Weisstein. This is the Rama. Rather, he says, what's the mafli la'asot? That each time we're opening orifices, we're expelling things, it's only things that need to come out. But nevertheless, the ruchani stays in. Kosher davar ruchani b'davar gashmi. Says the Ramah, what's the most amazing thing about the human body? That we are a combination of neshama and guf, of ruach and guf. It's the combination of spiritual and physical somehow coexisting. Hakol hu aideshu rofei chobasar. It's only because the expert engineer, the rofei ne'aman, created us. Oz ha'adam b'kav ha'briyut v'nishmaso mishtamer b'kirbo. Somehow, we can stay completely healthy, expel the things we need to expel, and yet keep inside the things that need to be kept inside. I bet you never thought of that once when you made the bracha. Right? It's not just thanking Hashem for what's supposed to come out. That is for sure the pshat in the bracha. But mafli la'asos, only what's supposed to come out goes out, and the other stuff stays in. And he adds, just to make it a little bit closer to the digestive process, the Magen Avraham, last page, the Magen Avraham adds to this and makes it a little bit more l'inyan with the actual digestive process. Hamagen Avraham in Sifkat Dal and Hosif Lava'er min HaKatuv B'Kavanot. I assume he means the Sefer Kavanos, I think it's of the Arizal. So in Halacha B'en, we sometimes speak about it, and I've alluded to this, there's a complex relationship between Halacha and Kabbalah. Right, and certain people have a tendency to want to separate them, which I'm personally partial to, but you can't really. Because on the page of Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, on almost every page, you see references to Kabbalah somehow being woven into Halacha. So in this example, says the Magen Avram from the Sefer HaKavanos, again, I think that's from the Arizal, Uba Kavanos Kosov, the Hanashama Nenis Meruchanita Ma'achal. You didn't know that. I didn't either. I'm not a Kabbalist. That every time you eat, Haguf Nene Migashmi Samachal, every food has physical properties, which of course is what your body is benefiting from. You eat food, and as a result, you get the protein and vitamins and nutrients and energy you need. But says the Magen Avraham from the Arizal, in every bit of food you have, there's some hidden spiritual dimension. And that your neshama also needs to be nourished. Now you say it's nourished by Torah, it's nourished by mitzvah, that's what I would have said. And I don't think that's not true. But he adds this fascinating chiddush, that there's a spiritual dimension of every bit of food you eat. Again, I repeat the line. Ha-neshama nehenis meruchanit ha-ma'achal. Your neshama benefits, your neshama sustained by the spiritual dimension of the food. U-mikoach zeh, shurim zeh b'zeh idea ma'achal. So now we understand why this idea of, wow, we're a murkav, we're a combination of a spirit and body, why is that specifically being highlighted, u-maflila asot, in this bracha, not any other bracha? Isn't it always true, in general, that we are a complex combination of body and spirit? Yes. But where does that come to the fore? Where is that most beautifully expressed? In the whole digestive process, says the Arizal. Because by eating, we are giving ourselves nutrients both for the body and for the soul. And then when we expel what we don't need, we have left what the body needs and what the soul needs, and only the things that are no longer needed are expelled. So let's just finish up. He says, we have a few minutes left. He says he doesn't just mean the ability to live, like in a physical sense. No, clearly what is being referred to is that somehow food helps nourish our neshama hakadosha, the holiest part of us. The source of all of our holiness and our sanctity. I agree, this is a huge chiddush. This is amazing chiddush. That when every time you eat, you're nourishing both your body and your soul. Meaning, if you take care of your body, okay, that doesn't mean you should worship your body, but it means that taking care of yourself and good health and good diet and other wellness things are also ways to take care of your neshama. Right? In most other parts of creation, it's either amazing spiritual things or amazing physical things. But here you have one process which is simultaneously touching on and benefiting both. Let's finish up. If a person will really, really think about how complex and how amazing the human body is, he'll get lorak liyadia el af bikur lahodaya. It's not just, again, going back now to the beginning, from remember the Ramban. Ramban said, what's the whole purpose of being alive? Yadia and hodaya. Knowledge, but not enough just to know. You also have to tell the person you love them. You have to acknowledge it. Praise Hashem. If we think about the human body, that can lead to both. Adam Korvetz Atma. At the end of the day, you know yourself better than you know anything else. You have the ability to truly appreciate yourself more than you could ever appreciate the Grand Canyon or anything else. When you think about, wow, my body's working. More than thank Hashem for creating the solar system and creating the Grand Canyon. Yom Balayla Harim Vigvos, Yomim Vinaharos, all the great things. The fact that our body works, and not just our body works, we're not a golem, we're not a robot, we're a body with a neshama, and they're both working together, fire and water simultaneously. It's like Makas Barad. How's that possible? And yet it's all working in a perfect system. Unbelievable. And that's why the Beis Yosef is elaborates the Bira Bracha Zuba Partev de Gita, and that's why this bracha, which is focused on this, it's only a prat, it's only a detail in the huge picture of the cosmos. But what a detail it is! It's the secret to everything, is embodied in this one thing. Wow! And that's why the Mefarshim spend so much time on it. Venira Ode de Kavana Shlemo Uya Bekrekas Asher Yatzar Skula Gadol Hilabriya Shlemo. This is a final point. Halacha Lamaisa. You should know, he says, the more makbid you are, the more careful you are, the better you observe, and you are always remembering to say Asher Yatzar. First of all, don't forget. Second of all, to say it with Kavana, that's a skula for good health. הרי כאשר אדם מכיר בטוב הסכל למודה לו בכל לב על בריאוס הגוף מעורר הוא בכך חזדי שמיים והקדוש ברוך הוא מעט מי בריאוס הגוף. The more you thank Hashem for it, the more it's likely to continue giving it. And again, Hashem is not your parents or your great uncle who comes for Hanukkah, but it's still a good mashal, right? When you don't say thank you, you're not likely to get the same birthday present the next time, right? I can tell you, I tell this to students all the time. I don't have time now because we're running out of time. I don't serve Gigi yet. But I can tell you, I have a great story one day I'll tell you, but maybe you've heard it, Ariel. But I can tell you as parents for sure, right? You want to do everything for your kids. But one thing you want, one thing, just say thank you. Just acknowledge it. Just be appreciative. And that's not easy. I'm aware. I'm also a kid, Baruch Hashem. You know, Baruch Hashem, glad are my parents should live and be well. So I understand it's hard. But as a parent, and now that I'm a parent, I understand it. That's all you want. You want to give them every, and the more they say thank you, the more you're willing to give. So the more you say Rafecha Basar Mafil Asos, the more Hashem is going to give you good health. The Domim HaDvarim Lama, let's finish up. Lama Shekosa B'Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, take a look at this. Mitzvah Tof Lamed. Says Sefer HaChinuch, Kasher Mechuvan HaAdam B'Brikat HaMazon Kera'ui Seguli Hi L'Parnaso L'Shefa. The more you have Kavan in your benching, the more Hashem will give you food. And food, of course, is a metaphor for generally material bounty, wealth, etc. Right? So if you thank Hashem for giving you the food that you're eating, Hashem's likely to give you more food or more money to buy more food. You thank Hashem for Asher Yatzar, Hashem's more likely to make you healthy and feel good. Kami Yishlachab, and he finishes up last sentence, Bracha Zu, Lahodos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Nishmat Yisrael. And therefore we learn Halacha Lamaisa, right? We don't think of Halacha Lamaisa in Machshava, but this is a Halacha Lamaisa of the Machshava. Bottom line is, how can we make this actionable? That's what we would say. This is an actionable point. Focusing on Asher Yatzar, saying it with Kavana, and realizing the great bracha of a functioning digestive system and ability to expel the waste that we need, and the hidden benefit that the Ramah and the Magen Avraham and the Arizal spoke about, how there's a certain spiritual intertwining in that process of taking food to nourish our neshama and our body. It opens up at the right time to let out just the right things, but not the other things that we want. The neshama stays inside. Wow, that is an incredible thing, something which usually cannot coexist, like fire and ice. But somehow the neshama and the guf stay together, and they're both nourished by the incredible, food and digestive.